96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
John Deere utility tractors from Prairie Land Partners are the perfect match for any chore on your property, farm, or ranch. These tractors are the ideal blend of versatility and value. From working livestock to snow removal, for hay producers, municipalities, and property owners, these tractors bring the power and versatility so you can haul, mow, bale, feed, and maintain your property. Visit them online or stop by any Prairie Land Partners location to test drive one today.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KVOE live and local 722, some freezing mist, 31 degrees on our way to 35 on this icy morning, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker on this 22nd of January by longtime Lyon County Tournament Director, Basketball Tournament Director, Ted Vanocker. Ted, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm fine, Ron. Doing fine.
Thanks for taking some time to join us. We appreciate that.
Yeah, not a problem. It's just unfortunate. Well, I've got a lot of announcements to make about it. So,
well, our timing is perfect.
You might as well unload.
We know we got some school districts that aren't going to be in school today. So what does that lead you to have? You have to move your pivot foot?
Yes, I have to, because actually four out of the six that we're supposed to be playing tonight are not in session today. But I had checked several weeks ago to make sure that the arena was going to be available on Wednesday night. So I've decided, in fact, I've notified the schools already that we're going to move the tournament one day later. In other words, the games that are scheduled for tonight will be played Tuesday, and the games that were scheduled for Tuesday night will be played Wednesday at the arena.
Okay. From your vantage point here, Ted, besides the, you know, that specific announcement, what does this mean for you, and what changes does this mean for you and your volunteers, just to, from the background side of things, in order to make things ready now for the readjusted schedule?
Oh, I always tell people you just better be ready to be flexible, and things will work out just fine. Our schools will be adjusting their responsibilities, and I don't look for any problem for the rest of the week, at least. According to weather.com, I think we'll be fine.
Okay. Understood.
Okay, well, we'll keep our fingers crossed.
One other great announcement, actually, I want to make is I'm excited that next year we're going to be welcoming back Northern Heights into the league and be part of the tournament. And my message to Northern Heights, when I found out that was going to be the case, I just said, welcome home. Because, a lot of the original schools that were setting up for the tournament, Admire, Allen, Americas, Bouchon, Miller, and Redding make up the Northern Heights area. And so I'm really excited about them coming back into the league. Part of the reasoning for that is that Southern Coffee will be exiting and going to the southeast direction next year. But we're just really happy and excited that Northern Heights is going to be part of our league again. So,
does it make it a little bit easier on the historical side there, Ted, to kind of do some filtering and digging?
Speaking of that, I have my book written, but it has to be typed before it can be published. So, I want to check with you, Chuck, and see about your typing skills.
Chuck's pretty good. Chuck's pretty
I would
good.
Say average to decent.
All right, we'll move on. Anyway, this will be our 84th straight tournament to be in the arena. And, of course, they always do an excellent job of helping us put on what I consider to be a first-class tournament. And they're a big part of our tournament week. And so I'm excited about that, 84th. Great tournament. That's just kind of hard to wrap your mind around, but we're happy for that. And so,
how many overall now, Ted?
Well, for me, this will be 47. So, that's just a number, and I still am excited about the tournament. I love doing it. I love doing it for our kids and for our rural schools, and Yeah, 47, just a number, but I'm looking forward to it. So.
Well, you do a great job, and you're a fixture. This is one outstanding tournament each and every year, and we're just pleased to be able to be a small part of it, broadcasting 20 games each and every year. So 47 for you, but all told, what year is this for the Lyon County tournament?
This is number 103, 103rd straight tournament that's been held annually in Lyon County. I mean, you know, that's a great thing, a great testament to Lyon County and Emporia on the support of our tournament. It's interesting that 1997 is the only time that any games have been played outside of Lyon County, and I had weather issues in 1997, and ESU had a game on Wednesday, so I couldn't use the arena, so I had to move the games to Linden. And so that's the only time in 103 years of the tournament that any game has been played outside of Lyon County. And hopefully I don't ever have to do that again. But anyway, 103 years.
Man.
It's unbelievable.
What is it, Ted, from your perspective here, that's given this tournament such the longevity? You know, both on the boys' side and, you know, the girls' tournament is shorter, but that's been going strong for decades as well. What is it about this tournament, or what are the things about this tournament that has made it really so interwoven here locally?
Well, it's sort of like a long-term marriage called commitment. And all of our schools, you know, look forward to the Lyon County League tournament. I think it's a great of importance to each one of the schools, and to win the Lyon County League tournament is something that I think a lot of schools make as part of their long-term effort, their goals to for the year is make it to state tournament, but also win the Lyon County League tournament.
Yeah,
I think
if you would check with most of the teams that participate, one of their goals, as you mentioned, Ted, would to be winning the Lyon County League tournament. It is a big deal, and this is a big deal for the kids, too, because it's quite a venue to play in, isn't it?
It is not only quite a venue, it is, I think, the best venue that is available anywhere. White Arena, White Auditorium is just a fantastic facility. And the foresight of the people in Emporia is just great. And I know when we first came into the league, the first round games were played at the site of the top seeded schools on Saturday night. And so the teams that lost didn't get a chance to play the arena. So as one thing I really pushed for is to make sure that all the kids had the opportunity to play in White Auditorium. And just because I think that's something that sticks with our kids for a lifetime, really. And I'm convinced of that anyway.
Ted, from your perspective here, you know, you've been tournament director for an extended period of time, obviously, closing in on 50 years for the tournament. How long did it take you to recognize just how special this tournament is?
Well, when we came into the league back in 1977 for Lebo and Waverly, I had attended several games at White Auditorium, and when I found out that their tournament was held at White Arena, I just I was thrilled about that. I mean, that was a big factor in us trying to get into the league here. But I also like to point out too that I was concerned when we came in that the girls weren't playing all of their games at White, and our girls deserve the same type of effort on the part of the league as the boys, and so I'm been thrilled about the girls' participation in the tournament as well. Ever since they've come back in 1974, some of the first round games were played at Hamilton, I think, and at Madison, and we got the girls back in where they belong, and that's in White Arena.
Well, it's a great facility, and the Lyon County League Tournament, what a rich history, And Ted has captured all of that in his soon-to-be-released book. Do you have a release target date, Ted?
I tell you, like I said a few minutes ago, it's written. They tell me, the publishers tell me that it has to all be typed up. And so I am making a personal goal to have it ready for tournament time next year. And and maybe do a little arm twisting on my wife, too. You know, now listen, she's sitting here, so she knows what I'm saying, so I'm not trying to do anything through the back door. So anyway, I'm shooting for next year. I've got to get it done because I've got it all written. And I'll tell you something. Going back and researching all the games for all those years, I just tried to put myself in the moment, and it's just a thrilling thing for me personally to try to include as many names, as many kids as I could, so that their name would appear in the book. And you know, there's been some exciting years. There's been some interesting things that have happened, and you know, one school one year was kicked out of the league and kicked out of playing because of fans' reaction towards the coach. But anyway, it's all down there in the book, and I think it'll be something that people find interesting, I hope, anyway.
Well, I think so.
Yeah, we've had the good fortune of seeing some of the information, I'm sure, that will be in the book, because you've done a lot of research into the Lyon County League Tournament. So set the scene again for us this week due to our icing today, Ted.
Okay, games that were scheduled for today will be the teams will play on Tuesday. The Tuesday night scheduled games will be played Wednesday, and then we'll be back on schedule for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. On Saturday, we have full contingency of games. We have 8 games on Saturday beginning at 9 a.m., and we'll play them out there and see who gets to be crowned champions for 2024.
Outstanding. Ted, we'll see you this week. Thanks for letting us know, and thanks for letting us be part of it. Appreciate your time.
I appreciate the efforts for KVOE, and you know, let's go forward and have a great tournament.
All right.
Let's
see you later, Ted. Thanks.
You bet. Thank you.
All right. 47-year tournament director Ted Vanocker.
Goodness.
Joining us on our primetime newsmaker, the Lyon County League Tournament, slated to start today, push back one day. Now, fortunate that Emporia State is out of town for Thursday and Saturday games this week in Kearney and Hayes.
Mm.
So that left Wednesday open,
yep.
Fortunately. So they'll just push everything back one day.
The West Coast swing for Emporia State. Beneficial here for the Lyon County League Tournament. Want to let you know here that our newsmaker spots are full all week, and our newsmaker twos are full all week. So if you want to get in for an event or an activity that you want highlighted, look to next week for both. Tomorrow's newsmaker guest is Lee Alderman. We're updating operations at Abundant Harvest and the Emporia Rescue Mission. Similar update coming Wednesday with Salvation Army Captain Miley Haddon. Again, if you got schedule adjustments, call us, let us know, 620-342-1400.
And our newsmaker, primetime newsmaker today, brought to you by Prairieland Partners John Deere, 1 mile west of Emporia, up on Highway 50, Prairieland Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. Still some light freezing mist. It is 31 degrees, 735. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Some of us seem to have trouble remembering that those red lights on our dash are not for decoration. The check engine light means